The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. A week ago, my cousin Irene, who is a nurse, she works downtown at Sutter. I can't remember if it's Sutter General or Sutter Memorial, the one where they have the neonatal unit, and she works in delivery and also in the NICU. And she sent me a text and she said, "By any chance, do you have an hour free? There's a woman here who just delivered at 37 weeks and her baby was born dead." They had no idea that this was going to happen. And so I went down and I prayed with the family. I baptized the child because she'd only been dead for maybe an hour and a half or so. And when I read the first reading this morning, I thought, why didn't I ask our Lord Jesus Christ to bring that little girl back to life? Why don't I have the faith of Simon Peter? Even if that was not God's will to raise that girl from the dead, I should have asked him, because he can do all things. My brothers and sisters, how did Simon Peter come to such faith? I think the first reading and the gospel today go hand in hand, and for a reason the church gives them to us together. Who was the very first person to express faith in the Eucharist? To believe that Jesus Christ could give us his body and blood to eat and to drink? It was Simon Peter. Right? And in what atmosphere? You know, we grow up, how does our faith in the Eucharist grow? We're given it to us as children, right? Everybody around us believes they're all Catholic. Or even if we enter the church as an adult, we go through a process where we are supported by Catholics and other people who are beginning to believe in this. When did Simon Peter express this faith? When nobody believed. And in fact, not just nobody believed, but many people were leaving our Lord because he said this. It says, many walked away. Not some, not a few, perhaps the majority. And not of his enemies and the naysayers, but of his disciples. Those who had been walking with him. And Peter says, "Lord, I believe that you have the words of eternal life. How could I doubt you? If you say that this can happen, then I trust that it can." And I started to think, imagine Simon Peter when he started celebrating Mass. Think of the reverence, the love that he had for our Lord's sacred body and blood. My brothers and sisters, the Eucharist will always be, as it was in our Lord's own life, the pivotal teaching of the faith. It will be central. And when a person comes to the point where they believe with all their heart and soul that Jesus Christ really becomes present on the altar at Mass, their entire life will change forever. I close with this. I remember my freshman year of college. My older sister, Kimberly, she invited me to Mass one evening. We were going to have dinner together, and she said, you know, I'm going to the evening mass at the Basilica. You want to join me? Then I said, okay, you know, sure. I'd grown up Catholic. We go to mass, and we're kneeling down for the Eucharistic prayer. Everyone gets up to start to receive our Lord. And all of a sudden, I'm 18 years old, and for the first time ever, I question myself. I say, do I really believe what the church teaches about what is going on at the altar? Do I really believe that that is Jesus Christ? And I knew that if I said I do, my entire life would have to change. And that if I did, how could I not try to receive him every single day? I knew that I would need to get to confession a lot more frequently. And I said, I do. And my entire life changed. And it led to my vocation to the priesthood. I close with this. Words from St. Damian. Were it not for the constant presence of our Divine Master in the humble chapel, I would not have found it possible to persevere in sharing the lot of the afflicted of Molokai. The Eucharist is the bread that gives strength. It is at once the most eloquent proof of his love and the most powerful means of fostering his love in us. He gives himself every day so that our hearts, as burning coals, might set afire the hearts of the faithful. We ask St. Peter to pray for us, that we might believe ever more profoundly in our Lord's true presence in the Eucharist.